Good morning, this is Israel AM for July 13th, 2020. The Health Ministry reported 1,206 new coronavirus cases in the last 24 hours. There are currently 38,670 active cases, of which 151 are in serious condition and 47 on ventilators. There have been 362 coronavirus-related deaths since the start of the pandemic. Energy Minister Yuval Steinitz today called on the government to impose a 10-day nationwide lockdown that would still permit people to continue working. Israelis are currently banned from visiting Europe because of Israel's higher infection rate. Steinitz said that being disconnected from Europe and the rest of the world for several months will damage, quote, the basic mechanisms of the economy. He said, quote, aerial disconnection from the world is financially dangerous. Sometimes it is better to make it difficult for ourselves for 2 weeks in order to make it easier for the rest of the year. The Palestinian Authority has imposed a nighttime and weekend curfew on PA-controlled areas for the coming 14 days to stop the spread of the virus. The government on Sunday approved a new financial rescue package for self-employed workers and businesses affected by the coronavirus crisis. The finance ministry said that grants of up to 7,500 shekels, which is $2,250, will be transferred to self-employed workers and business owners whose revenue declined due to the economic consequences of the virus. The statement also said that Israelis who are eligible to receive previous grants and have yet to receive or file for them will receive them alongside the newly approved aid. Foreign Minister Gabi Ashkenazi signed an agreement with the Thai government today to facilitate the entrance of 25,000 agricultural workers into Israel from Thailand. Eli Rosenberg, the son of a U.S. nursing home magnate, is trying to buy El Al Airlines. Rosenberg, who immigrated to Israel several years ago, is in talks with Knafayim, the parent company which holds the stake of the controlling shareholders. Knafayim has so far reportedly rejected his offer. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day and stay well.